T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jim Conch, the Chief Investment Strategist at Wealth Enhancement, joins us here on CCO. Jim, happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. I was hoping for a little happier holiday than we're having, but it looks like we're getting a little bit of a market rebound today.
Gosh.
So that's got my spirit a little bit lifted.
I see we're up a little bit. Boy, looking at the numbers on the Russell, that hasn't been good.
No. Small caps in particular have gotten hit. So small caps were a primary beneficiary of the tax cut. So if you look at larger companies, they're able to sort of engage in all sorts of tax shenanigans to avoid paying most corporate taxes, actually. If you look at smaller companies, they can't play the same types of games, putting money in earnings overseas. And so the tax cuts were particularly helpful for small cap. But then with higher interest rates, because small companies generally have less access to the capital markets, larger companies, those higher interest rates really kind of hammered small companies as we got deeper into the year.
It's been a
rough ride.
What do you think, Jim, for the Fed tomorrow?
It's interesting. So the Fed is kind of in a Goldilocks situation right now. If they raise rates, you risk inverting the yield curve further, which means that the front of the yield curve, so the short end of the yield curve, has higher interest rates than the long end of the yield curve, which makes it really difficult for banks to earn money. And it sends a signal that a recession may be more imminent than it probably is. And if they don't raise interest rates tomorrow, then it's going to look a little bit like they've bowed to the pressure of the administration, who's been saying don't raise interest rates, so the stock market goes up. I think ultimately what will happen is that it's likely that the Fed will increase interest rates, so we'll get a rate hike, probably modest, 25 basis points. But we'll also get some language along with that rate hike that says, guys and girls, listen up. We understand the economy may not be growing as fast as we want. Inflation's not as big a concern as we thought it was previously. And so this may be one of our last rate hikes. And if that happens, I think that's ultimately good for the markets.
I just read some negatory comments from Alan Greenspan. Can that sway things still at this point?
Alan who? No, I'm kidding. Alan Greenspan, I think he still has a pretty good insight into what's going on in the markets. That said, it's very difficult to make calls about the economy in the near term. And I know Mr. Greenspan, who I respect very much, was an advisor to one of these very large hedge funds. And all the advice that he gave that hedge fund must have been wrong because its performance did quite terribly. So even the most informed among us, and I would consider Alan Greenspan and any former Federal Reserve member, board member, to be of the most informed. You know what? They can't really make short-term predictions any better than the rest of us can. But if we look long-term, the fundamental drivers of growth in the United States and internationally are still there. Right? We're still more productive. We're still innovating. We're creating new technologies that are making people wealthier. And that's fundamentally good. If we look at the next 12 to 24 months, it's very hard to see that we're going to tip into recession. Growth might slow, but I don't think it's going negative. And I think that will be bullish for investors.
Well, you're making me feel good here, Jim. Should I look at my 401k or not?
Okay, so this is the key. Do not look at your 401k. Do not open your statement. Because as soon as you look at your 401k, as soon as you look at that statement and you see a down number, you've seen that you've lost money, then your emotions are going to take over your intellect and your stomach is going to start turning. And that's going to cause you to make bad decisions. The best decisions we make about our money is when we have a well-honed financial plan and we make decisions rationally with respect to the financial plan. The worst decisions we make are decisions that we make when we look at our statements and we do things because of either fear or greed. And that happens when we look at things in isolation. So don't look. If you have a good plan, it means you're on a good path. Just stick to the path and you'll be okay. Because remember, risk isn't volatility for most investors. Risk is running out of money. Volatility is short term, but running out of money is forever. And so make sure that you're in a position that no matter what happens, you have enough funds to be able to sustain whatever your goals are out for whatever period of time you need to sustain those goals.
Hey, Jim, thanks for the insight as always. You made me feel better here this morning. A lot of listeners appreciate that.
Absolutely. Good talking to you. Have a happy holiday.
He's Jim Conn, a sharp guy, man, over there at Wealth Enhancement on WCCO. Good morning. Our time is 8:56.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.